passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. If you're faced with a problem or a block, one of those that you just can't seem to get through, what techniques can you use to push through and find a solution? Chris Johnston is author of Find Your Power and suggests a five-step process.
When you're feeling defeated by a challenge, a really good question to ask is, are there any tools that will help me? For example, if you want to do some woodwork around the house and you haven't got any tools like a saw or a screwdriver, you can feel defeated by your task. And it's the same with psychological challenges too, that there are proven tools that can really make a difference to our ability to face and rise to challenges. And one of my favourites is a five-step problem-solving process that uses some of the techniques that many listeners will be familiar with, such as brainstorming. And I'll just talk you through the five stages. First stage is just to get clear what the problem is. And I say, what's the problem? And ask people to explain it to me. And I just start writing down on a big bit of paper. Whatever people say, I then come back with the question, why is that a problem? That often the problems that stall us are actually complex. They have many aspects to them. They're often a tangle of different things. And if you can unravel the problem, just getting it out on a piece of paper where you can look at and unpack the different layers of it. And whenever you ask, why is that a problem, you tend to get to a deeper level. So why is that a problem? Whatever you say, why is that a problem? Keep on asking that till you fill the bit of paper with a description of the problem and then try and summarise that in a nutshell statement. So the problem is. So then the next stage, the second of the five stages, is just to get a big bit of paper and say, I want to generate as many possible response options as I can. And your goal is just to fill the paper. They don't have to be good options. And in fact, there's a creativity principle of aim for quantity rather than quality, that if you're searching for the right answer or the best answer, that can be something that stalls you. Whereas if you just say, okay, I'm just going to fill the page, any option will do, crazy options even better. And the thing about the crazy options is they're only crazy because they break some kind of rule for you, that some part of your mind that says you can't do that because. And often that's how breakthroughs happen. Breakthroughs happen when people do something in a way that people would have never thought of before because they had some little rule in their mind that's saying you can't do it that way. So you filled your sheet of possible responses. And then the third stage is just to say, well, okay, of the ones that I've listed there, just crossing out the ones I'm not willing to consider. There'll be some of there that are just really crazy. And you say, okay, nice idea, made me laugh, but I'm still going to put a line through it. So if you cross out the ones that you're not willing to consider, then the fourth stage is of the ones you've got left, pick out the cherries. And what I mean by the cherries are, what are the ones that are most succulent? You know, what are the ones that you have most interest in, that excite you, that make you smile inside? And then of those, maybe just the top two or three, if you've got time, just think about what's good about them, what's not so good about that option. But then the fifth stage is just to say, okay, in the next week, what practical, specific step can I take that will move that forward? And all of this is about identifying the next step. You don't have to have a grand master plan to get from where you are to where you want to get to. Often there's a sense of just moving from where you are. I think of it as the journey approach to change. The journey approach to change is, what's important is the direction. What direction do you want to head in? And then what's your next step? How do you begin to take steps in that direction? And often it's once you start taking the small steps, once you start moving from just feeling stuck, just being paralyzed by the problem, but to actually taking small steps, that's when you start feeling a sense of confidence and sense of personal power. And what's really important about this is that there's part of your mind that is likely to dismiss the steps because they're not big enough. You know, it's very easy to say, oh, that won't do much. And the important question here is, whatever step you take, is just say, what's that part of? Whenever you ask the question, what's that part of, or what does it contribute to, you start looking up a level, you start looking at a bigger picture. Whereas when you just focus on one little thing and you put a little frame around it and look at it by itself, it's very easy to take its power away by doing that.
Whether you're about to start this process or you're in the middle of this five-step process, do you think there is one key thing that you really must do?
I'd say the absolute key is what I think of as active hope. You're being clear what you hope for and you're being active in moving that way. And you don't have to suddenly get all the way there, but so long as you're taking steps, you're on the journey of moving that way, that's what's important. And one thing to add is, whatever you're doing, find a way to make it enjoyable. You're more likely to keep doing it that way, and it will also be attractive and draw other people towards it.
That's Chris Johnston. His book, Find Your Power, is published by Permanent Publications.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.